computer-like spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the corner. It's
the final segment?
Yeah, something like that. It's fun till your daddy takes the... Isn't the T-Bird a code name for one of the processors?
It's not a code name.
That other brand.
The yes. AMD?
Yeah.
Hey, by the, real quick before we get back to the phones, Debbie writes, hi, I'm on your website using the correct punctuation, but I can't find the button to click on about virus information. Help, please. P.S. Love the show. Hey, Debbie, if you're at datadoctors.com, in the upper left-hand corner, there is a big button that says virus alert.
Just underneath our logo.
We tried to make it as bold as possible. So
obviously, we didn't do a good job.
Datadoctors.com, at the upper left, click on virus alert. That should get you to the virus information you are so seeking.
Well, and she's her actual problem is she's getting 10 to 20 infected emails daily with the so big virus, which basically...
But she says Norton's catching it, yeah. So you know what? Stop your panic and you're all good, and it will probably eventually stop. And if you change your email address, it probably won't change anything about it, so...
Well, that'll make...
Won't. If you change your email address and never give it to anyone, even your friends?
Right. Never use it.
Yes.
Then, it's not a matter of giving it.
Yes.
If you ever use your email address even once, folks, you're going to get spam, you're going to get viruses, it's just how it works.
So the solution is don't use email if you don't want those things.
Hey, and by the way, the national don't call me list thing,
yes.
One thing that people really haven't talked about is that's a national registry so that people know not to call you, but then that makes your unlisted number public knowledge because... It's tied to an email address, and
right. There's
stuff that they can do to figure out who you are.
Oh, and by the way, just so you know, the laws that we make in the United States only apply to the United States. So if some unscrupulous place that wants to spam you via phone sets up operation outside of the country,
telemarketers?
Guess what? Yeah, and telemarketers, since they're not always the most rule-following people in the world.
But that won't work if they are selling a product in this country, because as soon as they go into their pitch...
They'll sell the product from outside the country.
Well, they're going to have to.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Have to move their operations completely.
But I mean, that I wouldn't put that past some of them. So
anyway, it's all good. Let's see if we can help Bob and Mesa before we wrap this baby up. Before we light this candle,
tie this thing off.
Unlight this candle. You and that baby talk.
Hey, whatever, man.
Bob and Mesa, welcome to the computer corner.
Good morning. It is still morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Just barely.
Okay,
well,
good.
Somewhere it is.
Okay. Installed Windows XP over a professional over top of a home.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And in the process, it lost my modem, and I had to go back and uninstall the modem, and this is the built-in modem into the Sony Vaio.
Okay.
And after that, whenever I tried to use either browser that I had previously, 9 out of 10 times it would give me the Internet Explorer has encountered a problem and needs to close.
Yeah.
Or Netscape Navigator has encountered, and I would... then send the report to Microsoft, and then go through the little checklist, go 1, 2, 3. And with Explorer, it wouldn't tell me anything. And, of course, with Netscape, it came back and said it's Netscape's fault.
Right. It's always Netscape's fault.
It's always Netscape, yes. I've called around and talked to some people, and they said to uninstall both of the browsers and then reinstall them.
Well, you can't uninstall
that's fairly
IE.
Impossible.
Yeah,
right.
IE is completely integrated into the operating system.
And you
did the classic thing that we generally tell people not to do, and that's an in-place upgrade.
Well, let me give you an idea of kind of why what's happening is happening. You had XP Home, at which point you probably, at some point along the way, upgraded the browser, the Internet Explorer that was in there,
right,
to a newer version. Now, here's where the complicated part comes in. You installed XP Pro, which is laying on top the old browser. And so now you've got browser upgraded, and then it doesn't really downgrade. It kind of sort of mixes it together, so you have a mixture of old and new Internet Explorer.
Yes.
The best solution, and it may or may not solve the problem, would be to try to re-upgrade Internet Explorer by going to the Windows Update site and trying to download all the critical updates and seeing if it solves the problem. It may not.
Did that this morning.
Then the next option is either get a really, really geeky friend that can help you out or spend a lot of money to get it fixed or,
I
hate to tell you, format the drive and...
Do over.
Do over.
I'll just use Netscape.
Let me ask, Bob.
Just use Netscape. That's always a good solution.
Yeah, that'll just give you some results later.
You'll just end up regretting that down the road, but go ahead.
Why did you want to go from XP Home to XP Pro?
Because some of the software I use in my work needs to have Pro.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What software requires Pro?
JBuilder.
Already?
I'm not familiar with that one.
I think it's a Borland program.
Borland
compiler.
ID. integrated development.
And you have to have Pro?
Uh-huh.
You must have Pro.
Wow.
I will not operate without Pro.
They must use encryption or something that's
it's
crazy.
One of those things that,
it's wacky. It's crazy. In the future, we recommend not doing, regardless of how much work it seems to be up front, in the long run, you're better off always wiping the drive and loading from scratch.
And I will almost promise you that in the long run, choosing the Netscape route to thinking, well, I'm just going to put a Band-Aid over the problem, you'll regret that at some point.
Yeah, this is just a small symptom of other problems that you're going to have as you're going along.
Well, I uninstalled Netscape and then reinstalled the later version.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you did old and new and mixed it all together. There's all kinds of little things in the registry that are at some point are going to pop up when you try to load some new application or try to do some feature.
This problem will be ongoing.
Yes.
Microsoft feature.
Yeah, it's a feature. There you go.
Bug that's called a feature.
Yeah.
And undocumented bug is a feature.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
Well,
good luck.
Guys.
All right. Bye-bye. That's it for callers here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It's the Computer Corner. We'll see you all next week when we have another little fun session with you. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll take you off the air. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett, and Mike Hell reminding you...
If it ain't broke,
fix it till it is.
Or not.
The national average is 18%. More people begin their...